What up, though? Ledge here. Chill with me. Top Tier Podcast. Good morning, Battle Rap World. Going to talk about a few things, man, later in the show. Going to give you the rundown and recap of my experience traveling over there to Highland Park to show love and support to a new league that's developing. Got a nice support system and fan base over there. Jewels of Battle Rap in Michigan. We'll get into that. Just my thoughts, my experience, and recap on some of the battles I was able to see. We'll get into that very, very quickly. But I want to kind of tap into, you know, the state of King of the Dot and what they're doing with this Stay Forever card. I don't think I put an emphasis enough on how dope and how thoughtful and selfless this event is and is going to be, and just seeing different forms of, you know, artists, battle rappers. I'm talking about artists, like industry artists, like your battle rapper artists, your media fans alike, coming together for this event. People who are just talking about traveling from all around the world to come support the event. They just made a second announcement that it's Hollow the Don versus Sharone in a matchup. It's one of those matchups you think you have to, sometimes you have to double look and feel like this is a rematch, right? But it's not to my recollection, unless they had some hidden battle that we ain't know about. But no, I like the matchup so far. So you got Rome versus Dunfounded, Rome versus Dunfounded, and you got Hollow Down versus Sharone. Hollow is really busy this year, really, really, really busy this year. See what he's trying to do. I see what he trying to do. You got Ill Will coming up. What's that? February, like very soon. Like you got him this weekend. You got him coming up this weekend. Then you got Sharone later in the month. I see you out here shining. Yeah, man. I think it's gonna be a dope event. Kind of on my wish list. If I had a wish list, you know, I would wish that The Source is on this card, Illmac is on this card, and people like that. And for the love of God, I know they're not going to listen. They don't listen to my shit, man. Nobody listens to this shit. I can say the most disgusting shit on here right now. That's what's crazy. I actually kind of like that. Like it's only a few of y'all to get the inside jokes and things. Like, I actually like it. It's comfortable. I can say anything right now. They ain't listening. But anyway, I would say it would be a disservice to everything Kenny Dot done built over the decade. You know what I'm saying? They don't got Michigan represented. You know, that's just my personal opinion. And I'm not just saying that as a member and as VP here at Bar Wars, as someone who's trying to help Michigan talent go to the next level and get on these big stages. But there's just history within the brand of King of the Dot and Michigan. When you talk about, like, you know, whether it's Shotty P, obviously Mac Myron can't via contract now. But hell, like, what's stopping Ill Will from getting a plate over there? You know? Well, yeah, what's stopping Ill? What's stopping Calico from getting a plate over there? He ain't signed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would think you would reach out to Michigan and just see who's out, you know, Stack Almighty. He now resides in the West. You can't get him on the card. Huh? So my wish list would involve some Michigan representation there. And just some newer guys too. I understand it's for Pat. So you want to get all of the people that were around when he was around that he had some relationships with. But I do think, you know, in order for it to grow, each one teach one, you also want to forward, as you're paying respect to the past and the present, you also want to showcase what's going on moving forward, assuming there is a moving forward. Now, Real Deal, I believe, I don't know what that tweet was about. I'm pretty sure it was just him saying he's going to, you know, return the championship back to King of the Dot, being that if I'm not mistaken, he signed a little deal with URL as well. So my very quick thoughts were, oh, there's going to be like another tournament for the champion, I would think, right? If it's just like a vacant title now. But my bigger question and concern is this just a one-off? Like, after this Stay Forever event, is King of the Dot going to fade away? Or are they going to come back with some shit? Like, I just want to know. I want to know. King of the Dot, it's on you. We ready. You feel me? Like, I just want to know, man. Because I don't know. They'll throw a dope event. They'll throw a dope event and then just fade away. Throw a dope event, fade away. Throw a tournament, throw this, a Grand Prix. All the way to the finals, championships, all that be dope. And you won't hear from them from down there a whole year, it feel like. So, I'm just trying to make sure that's not like a reoccurring theme with them. But yeah, so as much as I want to see, like I said, the Illmax, the Thesauruses, I would love to see Fresh Coat pop back up. Who else that I would like? Just, I would love to see some blasts from the past, of course. But I also want to see some current people that's going to take King of Dot to the next level as far as the future goes. Again, assuming that that's the plan. I know Organic got the Ghost Drop shit. Like, I'm sure Gully got his own thing going. But come on, man. King of the Dot is one of the ones for a reason. It'd be a shame if this is like the curtain call for them and they just leave. You know what I'm saying? So that's my quick take on them. Also, I do want to shout out Graham Battle League, because Graham Battle League got an important event. It's going down. I'm saying, warned y'all. Graham Battle League, Goddess Rapping Amongst Men in Florida. Owned and founded by two extraordinary women, Shell, Poopa. I fuck with both of them. We got an event in Florida called Dress to Kill. The main event is Seabree the Lyricist versus Ash Cash. Yes, Seabree the Lyricist is outside and active. That's right. She was just on our league, Bar Wars, going to work against Torture, who's extremely established and respected. Now she's headed south. So she had a home game to open up the year. Now she's flying south. You know what I'm saying? Flying south for the winter. Also on that card, though, Eon and Jay Gray is a weird one. I'm not going to lie, because, they be rocking with me on Caffeine. And they be like, they fuck with each other. Like, they be on each other's accounts. And I'm like, well, how you know Eon said this? Like, yo, she right next to me. Yo, wait, what? What happened? Like, y'all be in my Caffeine shit. So I don't even know how I feel about the battle. Like, y'all going to have to come on the show if y'all got time this week. Eon and Jay Gray going to have to come on the show and talk to me. I need to know some stuff. I got some questions. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. I just got some questions. All right. Shout out to the queens. You know what I'm saying? They're my people. Shout out to them. All right. And Tasha the Arthur versus April K. I'm familiar with both of them. I think I'm a little more familiar with April. No, excuse me. I'm more, a little more familiar with Tasha. Excuse me. That's who I've seen. And also, not to be mistaken as like some undercard, it's some big dog shit. Cashflow Rizzy versus Rainy the Rebel. Yeah, listen, I've talked about Rainy the Rebel on here countless amount of times. Think y'all know that by now. I feel like I used to talk like that about Cashflow Rizzy. But I haven't seen her battles recently. Like, I'm pretty sure she's been working, but I feel like the last battle I seen was either the C3 battle or the Cheddar battle. Whichever battle happened last, that was the one I caught. So, yeah, like, it was like that. So, we'll see. We got Tato, who was just up here as well, representing all the Smoke, ATS, Toledo shit. She's battling Holly on Demand. I'm familiar with her. And Big K versus Nashira. I feel like they're on Twitter somewhere. I feel like I follow them or they follow me or some shit like that. I hate the term follow. It's not a cult. They support me or they subscribe to my channel or something like that. I feel like I've seen both of them too around. Them names look familiar to me. But I'm not certain, but I'm certain, if that makes sense. Yeah, Dress to Kill. I like that. And shout out to Graham. Like, it takes women to do right by the women sometimes. And what I mean, just simple titles that highlight a dope concept or just like a dope way of treating the women, man. Like, and it's not lame. Like, they had, I forgot the name of their first joint, but like just this one, Dress to Kill. You know, I had one for the ladies this year called Ladies First. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like stuff like that. You got motherfuckers out here got, oh, niggas versus bitches, hoes versus Joes. Like, that ain't what I'm not on that type of time. Birds versus pigeons or some shit. Like I ain't got time, man. Like, what's like what's next, huh? What's after that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like beige versus beige versus silver, huh? Like, that's like, what's next? Bruce versus Caitlyn? Alright, no, alright, you know what? I gotta boo myself. That was uncalled for.
I walked to Brooklyn till my feet hurt. Y'all niggas.
Man, boo. Tomato. I'm throwing tomatoes.
I niggas came here to move. Real shit. I niggas came here.
Oh, right there.
Yo, fuck.
Yeah, that ain't uncalled for. But yeah, so I just respect that they even have the names for their events with some class and some tech. So, you know, that's important. So shout out to them. That was my take also on King of the Dot. Let's get into Jewels of Battle Rap in Detroit, okay? Let's get into that. All right, Jewels of Battle Rap. Wait, before we get into Jewels of Battle Rap, I do want to say that for the Grand Battle League, for the All Women's card, there will be a live stream for it, for Dress to Kill. You're just going to send a Cash App fee of $20 to BellaShell81. Excuse me, BellaShell81. That's BellaShelle 81. BellaShelle 81. She got the live stream going. If you want to pull up, it's in Florida. It's in Tampa. A mission for all of you. $35. Early bird, $25 though. So yeah, pull up if you're in Florida. If you're in the Tampa area, pull up and see the women go crazy. Let's go with Jewels of Battle Rap. First of all, I want to say, appreciate it to the founder, the boss over there with Karan. He like gave me and my wife. Yeah, that was me with the only white woman in there. Yeah, that was me. And that was me. Shout out to her. Shout out to him, excuse me, for allowing me and my wife to come in there and just like kind of see what the new talent looks like. Being a VP at Bar Wars comes with a lot of great responsibility. One is like seeing what the new generation here in the state is doing. Are they making moves? Are they making waves? Are they interesting? Do they got a story to tell? Things of that nature. So I kind of played the back. It was funny because when JP saw me, he was like, yo, you over here like with a low profile. I'm like, and which is funny because I'm nobody, right? But at the same time, it was refreshing to go to an event, to a battle rap event, and nobody like really outside of JP run up to you and be like, yo, how you think I did? Like immediately after it was done battling, like I could just really just be a fan finally, and it felt good. And the atmosphere was good. I can tell they really got a tight-knit group there. They do poetry. They seem like they just do all type of cool events there. I like the venue. I will say to Karan, and this is something I could probably even share with him if he was here, but I will tell him at some point though, he's probably gonna have to get up out of there. Because, and this is a compliment to him. Like, I don't, it sound like I'm dissing. No, it's a compliment. What I'm saying is, I don't know if he even planned for this or not, but the size of that crowd is going to outgrow that venue. Like, it's a nice size. It's a decent size now. But, like, I can, like, he can use some more room. Like, and as the culture, as the community grows within Jules, he's going to need to expand a little bit. Now, if that's just your home and you ain't never leaving, and you know, I respect that. I'm just talking about from a business sense wise to grow. You want, like, just as much as you got a loyal fan base now, you can have a larger loyal fan base still. Like, you don't have to sacrifice one for the other. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and it had security, legit. I like that he actually had like a spot and a space cleared off and cut off where there was a desk, like a desk for the people that were taking wristbands, as opposed to just like a folding table and things like that. So there was something for them to kind of make their station. You know what I mean? I like that I think they had like a downstairs area where people were hanging out at. I'm assuming that's just for staff and battle rappers that's on the car. And it was just good to see my familia, you know what I mean? The Rosés, top filming crew in the state of Michigan, bar none. So, like, you know, I told them late, kind of like, yeah, we're going to pull up, and they were happy. Like, they're family. Like, it's like when we see, like, I don't call everybody family. I'm not one of those that calls everybody bro and sis. Like, that's not my shit. But, yeah, they know that's blood without being blood. You know what I mean? So, they seen us, we was ecstatic. And I don't know, anything else outside before I get into these recaps? Nothing. I think that was about it. The atmosphere was dope. I liked it. They got a nice little TV. He was playing kind of like the face-offs. For people that missed it, they played some good music. Oh, credit to whoever that dude was that was the host. I liked that he had really good command and control of the crowd, especially when they started to get a little talkative. And to be fair, they're new to battle rap. They're probably not new to watching battle rap, but this whole concept, this lead they got, is new on the Michigan scene. And, you know, there's a lot to learn there. Like, I don't like giving too many critiques, because, like, who's going to listen, really? But it's more so just like what I observe, a little talkative during battles. Homeboy had to tell him to shut up. You know, he didn't say shut up, but, you know, quiet down, respect MCs and things like that. Shout out to him though. He was holding it down. He's a good host. Yeah, that's it. They had a bathroom. They had a back area where, you know, that's where you take the smoke and you want to do all that. You go out back, and it was fenced in, private. I think that's dope. So I like the venue. I like their community. Everyone seems like they're familiar with each other, and it seems like it's more than just battle rap. That's the sense I got. Like, they genuinely fuck with each other, enjoy each other's company, and there's real chemistry there. So that's good to see. Just young brothers and sisters doing positive shit. Y'all know I'm for that. Recapping the battles, I will say this. The main event I missed because it had just got so late for us. You know, I'm old. Like, late to me is 11. You know what I mean? Like, there shouldn't be no reason I'm outside at 11 or 11:30, right? So you already know me. So I was out. I did miss the main event, but I told Knowledge and Vito. Well, I didn't tell Vito's, but Vito, if you're listening. So what happens will be the minute your YouTube shit drop, your footage drop, one of you guys tag me so I can watch it, and you'll get a recap by itself, like a recap on just your battle alone, as a token of my, you know, appreciation and my sincerest apology for not being able to stick around. So I'll be doing that for you guys. Just let me know whenever it drops. I'll check it out and give you my real thoughts. Like, I'm about to share my real thoughts with the rest of this card. Let's go. I believe it was Big Ten versus, what is it, Reese, RP. We're going to get into that. I don't know which one was which. I just know that somebody had on all black and then Homeboy had on all red. I want to say Big Ten was in black and Breeze was in all red, right? I felt like it was a total role reversal, right? Where the Big Ten dude, first of all, he choked, right? That's why we ain't going to play no games there. But then he got better each round. I felt like Reese started strong, and then he finished kind of eh. And this is despite crowd reaction. Look, like, it's a young crowd. They're happy to be there. They might react like, you know, you're talking to somebody who's been watching battle rap for over two decades. So I'm kind of numb to certain lines that they were reacting to, but But they, you know, they're there to have fun. They're not there to like do what I'm doing. So you got to respect how they were listening to it and how it was coming across for them. They were entertained by it, so that matters. So you got to give homeboy Reese points for knowing his audience. Got to give him points for knowing his audience. I just thought the better writer who said like the better shit, like if I brought some veteran battle rappers there, like Calico or something, who I need to holler at, because he said he wanted to get back on the show, by the way. So I really just thought about that as I was speaking. But yeah, like if I say, yo, Cal, like come out to this event, come check out some local shit, he's going to react to some shit that he thinks is league ready. Like there's good bars, but there's league ready bars, like big league ready bars. And I feel like Big Ten had more big league ready material than the Reese guy. So I think if I had to pick a winner, I would pick him. Who else we got here? What was next? Jet versus Schoolcraft Barbosa. This was a solid battle too. I'm a little more familiar with Schoolcraft because when I was doing my scouting early, he was one of the people I looked at. Plus, he was like making some pretty quality music. Like he don't even notice. Like that's the thing. That's the thing when you guys battle, you never know who's watching. Like he don't even know. I didn't bother him. I didn't come up to him, shake his hand, and yo, like I'm just quietly like I observe. I've been scouting for some time now. So I was seeing, is he gonna have that same energy like from what I saw on YouTube? And he did. Like he sounds like he's from that cloth, that Cal and NSCJP who's on this card. Like they all got this certain way they deliver their material that sounds so like it feels like Detroit, man. Like I'm West Side Detroit. I'm Tyreman, Joy Road, Grand River. I'm all over there. You know what I'm saying? So I know that sound and how they word and phrase shit. And he just phrases it in such a Detroit way that's refreshing because I don't really hear that too much. Like everybody is trying to headshot, bow, insert punch, and that shit just like, I want to hear you just sometimes just glide with a flow or a pattern before you go with the punch, or just say some real direct shit, you know what I'm saying? So, and as for Jet, I thought Jet was good. I just think Jet was kind of at one level the whole time. I don't think he said nothing overly amazing. Oh yeah, I was trying to find something else to say, but yeah, I just think he was missing something. I just don't know what it is yet, but it was a solid battle. What was the next joint? Oh, the next joint was probably my battle of the night, Bro versus Rakim. I think this is battle of the night, and I think I think it was fair to say. Bro was pretty good. He does a lot of scheme building, and he's kind of got that old. It's like he's channeling old Chilla. Like, so old Chilla was scheme to a point where you think the scheme was over, but he kind of drags it a little bit and gives it like extra 8 more bars before he ends it. So that's kind of what Bro does, but it's also good to see that he could have some quick one-liners. You kind of got to have a mix in battle rap today. Yeah, you can build, and then punch. But it's okay if you build, punch. And you know what I'm saying? It's okay if you go 1-2, 1-2 for a long, long time. Like, it's just, like, for a long time, you just got to mellow out. Get your shit together. And perform at a higher level than just one pace. And I felt like what Bro did was properly put together material that he knew would land in a building. Knowing your audience is important. But at the same time, he had some shit that it seemed like he didn't mind if it went overheads. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. Rakim. I like the way he raps. He got a nice rapping style and cadence. I think his setups could be a little bit better. But the punching is there and the confidence is there. And sometimes his shit was more effective to me. Some lines that he would say in there that wasn't even the punchline were good. It's just, I don't know, I feel like bro kind of took control about time the second was started. And it was pretty much a wrap from there for me as far as who won. But I still got some quality out of, I got some quality out of that matchup. So yeah, shout out to bro. Shout out to Rakim. I think Rakim and bro, could they possibly Bar Wars material? We'll see. I would have to probably come to some more events probably sooner than later, but we'll see. And then the last one I saw was, I believe his name is Zuchi versus NSCJP. Obviously, we know who JP is. You've seen the girl dad bar circulating everywhere. And JP just one of them ones. Zuchi. So what's funny was JP pulled me to the side and said, I'm about to fuck dog up. Like, I already know he one of them fast rapping talk. So when he was saying fast rapping types, I was just thinking like your standard fast for, I don't know, like just a regular, like it's a above average pace, but it's really just a really good flow. Nah, he was right. Like Zuchi, that dude would be like, that dude would be really, really rapping. He raps well. He raps well. And sometimes it can appear a bit much, but you know, it is what it is. If it lands, it don't really matter. I think that's what kind of cost him to a degree. Now, I don't want to spoil something, but he did something in that first one you did that kind of, you probably kind of got to just give him that round. Even if he wasn't saying the hottest shit leading up to that, what he did to end that round, you might get that to him. So, and then the second round, I gave it to JP. I think JP showed. I think what JP is good at is showing you his personality through the material. Like, you can kind of get a sense of what type of character he is in a good way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it comes across well on camera. It just does. And he landed jokes. He landed rebuttals. He rebutted a few times. I didn't know he had that in him. But he rebutted a few times. And he did really well. That was his first road game, 3 rounds versus Zuchi. Like I said, Zuchi can rap his ass off, different tempos, different flows. I think I would have to see another battle of him to like get a full assessment, because I know that style isn't people's favorite per se. Like when we talk about nationally, right? Because I deal with the national side of things, but he did show ability to kind of storytell within that speed. So maybe he can stay in that bag, but like, yeah, tone it down a bit. Just see how it works. Scale it back, just tone it down a bit and see how it works. But you know, that's my take on the card. Shout out to everyone on the card again. Battle of the night to me was bro versus Rakim. I think NSCJP versus Zuchi was good too. I probably would edge JP slightly. I don't think it was his best performance, but I think it was a mature performance considering it was a road game. It's kind of like he did the necessary things to get out of there with respect, and with some people saying he probably got it. You know what I'm saying? So that was enough for me. So yeah, that concludes Jewels of Battle Rap, man. Follow their channel on YouTube. Hopefully these brothers like listen and learn, take some good advice from good people. Cause everybody that's giving advice aren't the right people to be giving advice. So that's it, man. I'm gonna go see why my wife is yelling at my dog now. As always, keep it battle rap. Peace and love. We are out.